please come back. We don't have to get up just yet. You know. Come here. I'll get warm again. You're not allowed to leave. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. Babe, you know, I love you so much. And when I get to lie close to you, I always feel better. Your warmth and your scent ease my pain and always makes me feel more at ease. I don't say this enough, but I'm so happy to have you in my life. You're great at comforting me and you're always there when I need you. I'm so proud of you. Proud of what you've become and proud of what you're working towards becoming. You know, maybe one day we could you know, get married and maybe even have a couple of rats of our own running around. I mean, that is only if you want to. Oh, you want to hear more about that idea, huh? Well, we have 4 kids, you know, 2 boys and 2 girls, you know, even out the craziness. Move to a smaller city, buy a nice little house, maybe do the white picket fence deal, and we could live happily for the rest of our lives. We could have pool parties, we could just sit out and lounge all day during the summer, just enjoying the weather with our friends. We can make it into our own little mini paradise. And considering how long I've been with you, I'm pretty sure that you'd make a really good father. Playing with the kids all day, helping out when one of them, of course, decides they want to take after you and be a little brat. Oh, come on, I know I'm kidding. And then, at the end of the day, I would take care of you when you're exhausted and just hold you while you rest your head on my lap, caressing your aching body as you fell asleep. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Me too. And we have plenty of time. No rush. You, sir, are stuck with me. I'm sorry. I am not sorry. Now get your butt over here and help keep me warm. I can't help it that you like to keep our room the temperature of the North Pole. Again. I love you. Okay, March devil, she won't have to be at work for another hour and a half.